Religion is a complex phenomenon. And it's a multidimensional reality. In the Christian context, especially, or for example, the origin of our faith lies in divine revelation. In other words, we believe that our faith is because God has revealed who God is. That's the origin of our faith. But then it encompasses other realities. For example, scripture, doctrines, rites, communal rituals, devotions, practices, churches, the hierarchy, canon law, and so much more. Much of religious life also needs finances, administrative staff, volunteers to carry on its mission. Now, the working of all these elements is complicated. Now, to just this complex reality, you add the dimension of mystery, religion becomes even more complex. Today we celebrate the feast of the Most Holy Trinity. And as you know, theologians have written volumes about Trinity, volumes enough to fill an entire library with just books about the Trinity. But at the end of it all, they come to the same conclusion. You know it. It is a mystery. So we have religion, which is complex, and you add this dimension of mystery. We wonder, what do we do with this now? Now, today I don't want to deny the mystery or reject the complexity of our faith. But I do want to keep it very simple. And I'm taking the cue from today's scripture readings. The readings for the Feast of Trinity, especially in Cycle A, which is the readings that we are following today, are very, very, very simple. They describe God in very simple and comprehensible terms, understandable terms. And it is true that ultimately God is still mystery, but I would like to maintain the simplicity of the scripture readings in this reflection that I have for you. So here are my three simple points for today. First, God is love. So the first reading describes Moses' encounter with God on Mount Sinai. God came down in a cloud and stood with Moses. The Lord passed before Moses, and the words that Moses heard were very simple. Do you know how God is described? The Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. Now, folks, I may not understand the concept of mystery, but I can understand that. I can understand merciful, graciousness, slow to anger, rich in kindness and faithfulness. I can understand that. Similarly, in today's second reading, Paul says to the Corinthians, "And the God of love and peace be with you." Now, I may not understand the Trinity, but I understand peace and love, the God of peace and love. I can understand that. In the gospel reading, Jesus says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Once again, I may not understand or comprehend the depth and the mystery of the Trinity, but I can understand what it means to love someone in a deep and inexplicable way. And I can understand that. So on this feast day, the church chooses scripture readings that communicate the richness of God's mercy, God's kindness, God's fidelity and love. And really, that is all we need to know. That's all we need to understand. A couple of years back, a few of the First Holy Communion catechists asked me a question. They said, Father Satish, you're new here, you're the pastor here now. What do you want us to teach our First Holy Communicants? What is it that you want them to know? And I simply said this. I said, I want them to know that God loves them. That's all I want them to know. Yes, there are other things, but if they don't get that, then I don't know what to say. Today on the Feast of the Trinity, this is what the scripture readings are trying to tell us. That God is immense and immeasurable love. Secondly, God, who is love, loved. While keeping it simple, we must reflect on the Trinity. The word Trinity is not found in the Bible. The scriptures only refer to the concept of the Trinity. For example, John says, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. So we have God and Son, two persons. In today's second reading, Paul ends his letter to the Corinthians with this Trinitarian greeting. And this is how we begin Mass each Sunday. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you. So we don't have the word Trinity in the scriptures, but we do have the concept of the Trinity. The concept of Trinity help us to maintain biblical monotheism, God is one, while also acknowledging the three persons of the Trinity. Now the deeper reality of the concept of Trinity is that from creation until today, and this is key, folks, this is key to understand, that from creation until today and to the end of the world, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work unitedly, single-mindedly, and unceasingly towards human redemption. There is not one instance where we see turmoil between these three persons in the Trinity. No confusion, no misunderstanding between them. There are no egoistic movements, power struggles, or selfish motives between the three of them. They work in unity, in harmony, peace, and order. They are three persons, but one God, harmoniously working towards one goal. So at the risk of repetition, because I have said this story here before, and I'm going to repeat it, I would like to share the story that Pope Francis shared one time. On his visit to the United States in 2015, he was at the World Gathering of Families. And he began his address to the gathering with the story of a young boy who came and asked Pope Francis this question. He said, Papa, what did God do before God created the world? And Pope Francis admitted that he was a little taken aback with the question. Taking the time to answer, Pope Francis replied to the little boy. He said, before God created the world, God loved. Simple. This story has remained ingrained in my brain. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit form a community of perfect love, perfect harmony, perfect joy. And this is the love with which God created our beautiful universe, the magnificent creatures, and the human persons. everything and everybody are an expression of the love between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So here is my third point. I've called it, love is religion. Religion is love. So I talked about how complex and complicated and multidimensional religion is, but I want to keep it simple. The simple reflection on the Trinity that I just gave has practical implications. First, we must always remember that as Catholics, our lives are steeped in the Trinitarian life. At the beginning of our lives, we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And at the end of our lives, at death, we will once again be marked with the Trinitarian sign of the cross. Everything between life and death is also dedicated to the Trinitarian God. Every sacrament that celebrates the different phases of life, the Eucharist, reconciliation, confirmation, matrimony, illness, and our death, they're all sanctified by the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. However, once again, to draw out the practical implication, I must return to the simplicity of today's scripture readings. Hear this. In today's second reading, Paul says something very simple to the Corinthian community. He says, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. How simple is that? In other words, our individual family and communal life must be modeled on the Trinitarian life. To be egoistic, to be divisive, to be unloving, to be unforgiving, to be unreconciling, to be unaccepting of differences and diversity, to be self-centered, to seek revenge, or to justify violence and war, these are contrary to the Trinitarian life. Rather, Paul says, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. It's all about love, dear people. It's all about love. The feast of the Most Holy Trinity teaches me, and I think it's teaching us, that religion is a complex phenomenon, but it can be very simple. Very simply said, love is religion. Religion is love. This Eucharist is the fruit of the Trinitarian life and love. As we celebrate the Father who shared the Son through the work of the Holy Spirit, today the Father will send the Holy Spirit upon this bread and wine to transform them into the body and blood of Christ. This is the Trinitarian life and love. I pray that as we celebrate this feast, that we may allow our lives, our families, and our communities to be modeled on this Trinitarian life. Not that we won't fail, but we know what is at the foundation of our Christian living. People of God said,
amen.